I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 7. Coming up, Prime Minister commits to assist Red Stripe's cassava production, World Bank lauds Caribbean Climate Innovation Center, and at-risk youth trade in ornamental fishing. The details after the break.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has committed to assist local brewing company Red Stripe to increase the acreage of lands it has under cassava production. The company is moving to bring 1,000 acres of land under cassava production as part of a long-term project. This as it presses ahead with plans to incorporate cassava starch as a major ingredient in several of its products. Mr. Holness says the government is determined to provide the macroeconomic framework, which will allow companies such as Red Stripe to expand and create more jobs. He says the onus is on his administration to get more government-owned idle lands under production as soon as possible.
But being here today and seeing the commitment and witnessing the symbolic shipment, I want to see more. I want to see Red Stripe expand even more. So I'm going to crack the whip, proverbially, to get you the additional acreage that you need.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a media conference at the Red Stripe plant on Wednesday. Operations Officer at the World Bank, Carlene Francis, has lauded the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center, CCIC Jamaica, for the work it has been doing to promote economic development and job creation through clean technology. The CCIC is a three-year funded project being operated with a grant of $1.5 million from the World Bank. Ms. Francis says the institution is happy to support the CCIC and the various initiatives being undertaken.
Because we believe that climate change is very important and that there are opportunities for Jamaica and the rest of the Caribbean to utilize climate change opportunities to increase employment, economic development, and sustainability.
Ms. Francis was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. She says the World Bank will continue to support the CCIC's initiative and Jamaica at large in terms of sustainable development. 10 young people from the communities of Majesty Gardens, Greenwich Farm, and Caribbean Palms Estate in St. Andrew are benefiting from training in ornamental fish farming. Program Director and owner of Rakul Enterprises School of Education and Technology Reset, Dr. Raghavan Ramamurthy, says the session was the second of a series aimed at equipping young people from vulnerable communities with skills to pursue profitable ventures.
It is basically to give an idea what are the different scopes this program have, and not only producing fish and selling them, and they can involve themselves in making aquarium tanks, and also it is a new thing that they can make frozen foods for fishes, pet fish industry, which no one is doing in Jamaica.
The training was organized by Reset in collaboration with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund and the National Commercial Bank Foundation. And with the school year already in progress, the Ministry of Health is encouraging all parents to ensure that their children are adequately vaccinated for their age. Under Jamaica's Public Health Act of 1974 and the Public Health Immunization Regulations of 1986, all children under the age of 7 must be immunized before entry into school. Schools under the regulation include nurseries, daycare centers, as well as basic schools. Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry, Dr. Simone Spence, says if children are not properly vaccinated according to the immunization schedule, they should visit the nearest health center or any private physician. Dr. Spence notes that Jamaica's immunization program has had a significant impact on getting rid of infectious diseases such as measles, polio, and whooping cough. Noting that immunization is one of the keys to good health, she is also encouraging parents to double-check their children's immunization card to ensure that they are up-to-date with their vaccines. Immunization is available free at all government health clinics. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.